July 4, 1917. All the pains of creatures were suffered before by Jesus. One who does the divine will is together with Jesus in the tabernacle. Continuing in my usual state, I was feeling a little in suffering, and my adorable Jesus, on coming, placed himself in front of me, and it seemed that between me and Jesus there were many electric wires of communication. And he told me, "My daughter, each pain that the soul suffers is one more communication that the soul acquires. In fact, all the pains that the creature could suffer were suffered before by me in my humanity and took their place in the divine order. And since the creature cannot suffer them all together, my goodness communicates them little by little. And as it communicates them, the chains of union with me keep growing. And not only with pains, but with anything good that the creature can do. So do the links of connection develop between me and her." Another day, I was thinking to myself of the good that other souls receive by being in front of the Most Holy Sacrament, while I, poor one, was deprived of it. And Blessed Jesus told me, "My daughter, one who does my will is together with me in the tabernacle and takes part in my pains, in the coldness, in the irreverencies, in everything which the very souls who are in my sacramental presence do. One who does my will must excel in everything, and the place of honor is always reserved for her. Therefore, who receives more good, one who is before me or one who is with me? For one who does my will, I do not tolerate even one step of distance between me and her, or division of pains or of joys. I may keep her on the cross, but always with me. This is why, then, I want you always in my will, to give you the first place over my sacramental heart. I want to feel your heart palpitating in mine, with my own love and pain. I want to feel your will in mine, which, multiplying in everyone, may give me, with one single act, the reparation of all and the love of all. And my will in yours, which, making your poor humanity my own, may elevate it before the majesty of the Father as my continued victim."